big one was pay. Guards are looking for restoration of their pay back to pre-2008 levels. The cost of living hasn't decreased. Our members will be saying they played their part in the recovery by taking on different work change practices, and there was no extra pay given. So that's the big one for us. That's the biggie. It's the euro in the pocket. Young families struggling to make ends meet, you know, out working in all weathers, working on social hours, facing different levels of threat and violence. And you can see there today in the Irish Examiner, they're quoting figures that the guards suffer the highest number of incidents per 1,000 of working population in the country. So, you know, that's it.
There is a large debate going on as well about the pay for Gardaí who are starting on the force, and the fact that the starting pay for a Garda has gone down significantly in recent years. Is there any risk, as you campaign for pay restoration, that the government and the department may, in a sense, play the new Gardaí against the senior Gardaí and say, well, if you want us to restore pay for the juniors, we can't necessarily do the same for the seniors?
Well, they have to take cognizance of the policing function that the guards carry out on a day-to-day basis all over the country. Be it city or be it rural, you know, the threats and the type of the stresses are the same as such. With regard to the younger people coming in, certainly that has to be looked at, because the pay cannot keep abreast what people having to secure accommodation, particularly when they go out on station to in the urban areas. The rents are exorbitant, they're increasing all the time, you see it every day. When you compare us, the guards, with the PSNI, the police in Scotland or in England, we are significantly less, new people going in are significantly less well paid. What they do in the UK is they give an allowance sort of towards an accommodation allowance, and I think in some cases up to 6,000 or 7,000 euros. Maybe that's something that they can have a look at, but certainly if they're not going to remunerate the people that are going forward to do a job, to protect the people of the country as such, going into that job for a period of 30 years or whatever going forward, you know, that has to be looked at, because you want to try and get the best people that you can, and if you're not paying reasonable rates, you're not going to get them.
At present, Francis Fitzgerald is effectively a caretaker minister. I'm sure the AGSI will be hoping sooner rather than later we have a new Minister for Justice with whom the AGSI can sit down and have these discussions and hopefully do business.
Well, yeah, but you see, this topic of a caretaker minister, at the end of the day, she is the minister and the Taoiseach is the Taoiseach. So, you know, they would need to get on with deciding what they're going to do. She has been the minister over the last number of years. We've had different levels of engagement with the Department of Justice and Equality, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and Ray McGee, who's undertaken the review under the Haddington Road Agreement, and there's been no progress, and the Minister has presided over that. So she's going to have to, you know, take things seriously, or whoever is the new incumbent coming in are going to have to, because we have given the engagement, we have kept up our side of the bargain, but it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been mirrored on the other side. So, you know, we need to get that nailed down and some progress going forward, because they talk away about, you know, adequate resources will be provided for guards. There's a whole debate about rural crime. There's a whole debate about terrorism and all that, all those aspects. But at the end of the day, we need to have the police functioning, feeling valued and functioning properly.